Good morning and welcome to another edition of Visions. I am Yudeli Wickham Ashby, and today I'm really pleased to be having a conversation with Pamela Haynes, a physiotherapist, a mother, a wife, a daughter, a grandmother, and so many other things. Welcome to the program, Pam.
Thank you so much, Yudeli.
So, Pamela, let's start by finding out, who are you?
Who am I? Well, as you said, I'm a mother of three children. I am a physical therapist, a job that I love immensely. Have retired from it recently. I'm involved in a small family business where we operate apartments. I'm involved in special needs programs, a couple of them actually, so I sit on a couple of boards of special needs schools. I'm involved in my church and just generally a very busy lady.
Yes, well, pretty active, and that helps to keep you looking just as young as you are.
Thank you.
So, you said that you are involved with special needs education. How did this come around?
Well, this came around as a result of my first child being born prematurely. She was born at 7 months and very tiny, very slow in terms of her development. And everybody told me, don't worry about it, it's just her prematurity. But, you know, you can't help but notice the delays in the fine motor, the delays in the gross motor, and then language and everything else. And as a result of that, to ensure that she had special school and follow on, you get involved with the various boards and stuff like that to have a voice and to make sure that things are done. And so that's how it all started.
Okay, because I would have met you several years ago being involved with the Challoner School.
Definitely. Challoner Learning Center. I've been involved with the Barbados Council for the Disabled in the very early days. So, yes. And now with the Barbados Association for Supported Employment. Yes.
Right. So that's the voice of Falana, Pamela's daughter. So tell us about First Base.
Okay, well, actually the association is the Barbados Association for Supported Employment, and it started in 2008 with a group of parents who had children that were over the age of 18. Don Rutter, who was the previous principal of the Learning Center, understood that there was a need for this special group of youngsters who were leaving our school every year and had nowhere to go because they required more hands-on guidance and supervision. And it was her brainchild, actually, and she brought a number of parents and interested parties in. And that is where BASE started. So our acronym is BASE. It started in 2008, and then in 2010, well, not without much looking around to find out exactly where we could house a program for these young people, we actually got some funding from one of the banks, the now Republic Bank. It was BNB at the time, now Republic Bank, and the Diocesan Anglican Church gave us a location in Greenwich and St. James. And so with the money that the bank provided, we were able to upgrade the facilities at the Greenwich Chapel in St. James, and that money helped us to get two able-bodied supervisors. We started with 10 young adults, five males, five females, and some of the equipment that they required to get the program up and running. So the program is actually, it started, as I say, it's going to be 10 years in January, but it started with laundry. So they did laundry. They had a tire garden, so a little agricultural program because they're on limited land. There was also cooking, right? So they used to bake and cook a bit, and they also did hairdressing, barbering.
Wonderful. Right.
Yeah, that's how it started. Things have changed over the years, but yeah.
So what's the current program like?
Current program, we are up to 10 again. The distribution of males to females is a bit changed. We have 6 females, 4 males. Mm-hmm. And their main focus has been on food and so the preparation of food items. They have some specialties we'll talk about, local drinks in particular, Yes, and there is some craft that's being done. They still have the laundry service as well as some of the agriculture still going on. So they will grow some of what they use for their juices and for spicing their foods and their different fish cakes and things like that.
And sweet bread.
Yes, sweet bread.
Yes. I am familiar with the sweet bread.
Yes, they make a very, very good sweet bread, actually. They do cassava pone. They make excellent fish cakes and breadfruit balls, which are very, very popular.
Yes.
They do various chutneys as well. So they do quite a bit. And then they use a lot of the local fruits to do things. So, you know, when the golden apples are in, they will do breads and things using the golden apple.
Fantastic.
They do golden apple juice. They use all of the local fruits to do their juices. So they do some nice combinations and cucumber and watermelon and they do mango and they make the tamarind. So there's a lot of mauve as well. So that's good. Lots of natural juices.
And that's what we need.
Absolutely. Those are the good things that we should be consuming more of. They're readily available, and they're very, very good for us.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the actual program, the day-to-day program, where these 10 participants are taught how to do laundry.
Yes.
And how to prepare food, so that, because the aim obviously would be to help them become at least semi-independent, that they can still provide some care and do for themselves.
Right, most definitely. So many will come into the program without the proper skills in terms of using the knives and stuff like that. So they're taught from the safety perspective. Hygiene is extremely important. So they're in their aprons and their headpieces. And various days they do different things. So right now, they are on break, but when they're back in program, they have their days that they do their preparations. One of their main focal points for selling is at the St. James Parish Church. The St. James Parish Church has been excellent in terms of allowing them that opportunity. So they will go for when the cruise ship season is at its peak. Usually it was a Wednesday. They would go down, say Wednesday, they put up their tent, and they would sell to the tourists that come through from the cruise ships on the island tour. But I must say that the taxi drivers are excellent. They support them in a big way. They buy the juices and they buy the things, and they encourage their guests to come and taste what the young people are preparing. So certain days, in preparation for the going down to the church, they would just concentrate on the making of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So they would do drinks, and they would bottle them and freeze them, label them, and everything in preparation. Other days, they would do their grating of their coconuts. So the guys would get the coconuts and open them, husk them, and they would all, different people have different tasks, but they would be grating the coconut and doing the various things to help facilitate the process. There are batters to prepare, whether it's the breadfruit batter. So the different things, they will cut up their breadfruit and do the necessary on given days, guided by their supervisors.
Mm-hmm. So, Pam, this sounds like an extremely exciting program.
Mm.
And I believe that many of the participants would not want to move out of the program.
Mm.
What is the enrollment like? You said 10 per annum?
Well, there are 10, and some of them have been there since inception, like Philana.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been there since inception. I think there are a few others. The plan is to get these young people skills. And so, Yudali, we're talking about their cooking skills and their laundry and folding and knowing how to do things like that. They also have telephone skills. Everybody takes turns answering the phone etiquette, things of that nature. They talk about money and how it's spent and the things that they need to be doing when they get their stipend, because they are given a stipend to assist with bus fare as well as buying any things that they require to assist with their home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their own personal needs and they're able to care for them. But the plan is that ultimately they get into jobs where they can stay and they get employment. We've had one young fella that did that successfully. Other people have been involved in other programs. Some have gone on for more training at the Derek Smith School and other things, you know. But it's not a per annum thing. As we move people out in their space, we take others on. Ideally, the first base, and that's why it's called first base, was to be the first point at which we started to train people, find out what their little areas of specialty or interest were, and hopefully have them work in that area. At the end of the day, we want to have a home base where you have all of these little areas where people can actually work. So you would have a laundry service. You would have those that are dealing specifically with the food preparation, those that are in the craft area, because over the years we've done various types of craft, including rag mats and door stops and various other things. So you'd want to, you know, get that craft part going again. So the ultimate plan is to get people out there working. Many can do it, but I think there is that fear of the unknown and leaving the little nest that you know so well. And I must say there's an excellent camaraderie among the young people. They support one another, they help one another, they encourage one another. And the program isn't only a work program. They get together and they socialize. So they will go to the Olympus. They've also done an island, a safari tour. They did a staycation last summer.
Me.
Yes, you did. They did a weekend staycation. That was great. They were, you know, some of them were reluctant to go and some parents were reluctant to let them go, but the supervisors were excellent and made sure that they were taken care of, and they ended up at the Barbados Beach Club, and they were in the pool, and those that were using the pool, some of the seniors just enjoyed having these young, vital people around them. They exercised and they did things, and they've been to so many other, they've gone to Port Vale Sugar Factory just out of, you know, for interest's sake and learning. So they do good things and they do fun things. They went to the aircraft, what's the aircraft called? You know,
the light year.
The Concorde, yes, the Concorde experience. So they get around and they do things and they have fun. So it isn't just a work thing.
Great.
But we all know how important it is to socialize and to have friends.
Of
I don't
course.
Care who you are. That is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And it's very good to do.
And it's also important for the public and those entities that are providing services to be engaged in providing similar services for people with disabilities.
Absolutely.
And understand how to treat them and provide them with excellent service as well.
Yes.
So it's really great.
You say that, but they go to a lot of like health fairs, so churches' health fairs and different things like that. And when the general public sees them and sees how they are participating, some are making the fish cakes, some are bagging the fish cakes, some are taking the money, the tickets, and they are really, really impressed about the fact that these young people are able to do these things. And that just goes to show you that given the extra attention and being made to attend to the task and finish the process, they're able to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Yes, wonderful. And I wouldn't have to say that you have to compliment the supervisor.
Absolutely.
And her team that work.
Definitely. So our senior supervisor would be Joanne Corbin, and working with her is Natalie Thomas. And they're very, very good. Mm-hmm. They're patient, yet they make you stick to the task. You know, and if there's a bad attitude, you're told about the attitude or what needs to be done. If you need a little time to sort of remember what you're supposed to do, they understand that and they give you an opportunity. But at the end of the day, you are accountable for getting the task done. And even if you need to sit down for a few minutes to remember the steps, then they will let you do that, but bring you back on task and so that you're able to complete it. And there is a wonderful sense of satisfaction when you get a job done.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. definitely.
Yeah.
And I must say that many years ago, I worked short term with the program in providing the sexual and reproductive health education for the young people. And I think that when we develop this type of all-rounded type of program that allows the individuals to understand their own needs and some of the requirements for their bodies and so on, and be able to comprehend the information and utilize it for their own benefit and safety, that is critical to their own development as well.
Very, very important. And as you say, it is necessary, so they understand they are not, they don't allow themselves to be taken advantage of. They know their rights and they know the expectations as young men and women, what needs to be done, how to protect themselves, how to be safe, and how to represent themselves.
Correct.
Yeah, so very important.
Yes. Now, in looking at a similar program in the UK, more specifically Ireland, I see they also have a supported employment program, which is, well, much wider because Ireland is much bigger than
Absolutely.
Barbados.
Yes.
But they do quite a lot of work mm-hmm. with young people, teenagers, young adults who have developmental disabilities.
Right.
And one of the cornerstones of their program is having mentors.
Right.
Do you have mentors working with your 10 individuals?
I can't say directly. I would think that Joanne and Natalie would know. I know there are persons that are interested.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, there have been people that have taken a special interest in First Base. Believe it or not, some are actually visitors to the island who look forward to working with our young people. And I, over the years, there have been people that have worked in the area of craft with them,
right.
who've gone on site to help them sell and be involved with things, and who have helped them to articulate their needs and to write things down and set goals and stuff like that. So I would say there have been mentors through the years and over the period of time. But again, in a program like ours, it's not only the funding that we need, but you need people that have time, volunteers. Volunteers are very, very essential in programs like this because, I mean, whether you're a retiree from a certain profession, you know, whether you're a teacher or you were someone involved in economics or whatever, gardening, you like agriculture. There's so many things. You yourself have been involved with maybe food preparation and making jams or baking or whatever. We are very open to volunteers. That's extremely, extremely important in a program like ours. You can't pay for everything. The funding is limited. We'd like to be able to pay. We need to be able to pay our supervisors, and we need to continue giving the stipend to our young people. Obviously, it costs money because we're in a building that requires the payment of utilities. We get the building rent-free from the church, and we're very thankful for that, but we do have to pay the utilities. So there is a monthly bill at the end of the day. So anywhere that people can be involved in terms of donating time, donating resources, donating goods, because they need things like flour and sugar and their different butters, like raw material to get to their end result, bottles and stuff like that. So those donations are, you know, gladly accepted, as well as people that have some spare time and want to help us in the garden area, you know.
You're listening to Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham-Ashby, and today I am pleased to be conversing with Pamela Haynes from BASE, the Barbados Association of Supported Employment, specifically for young people with developmental disabilities. So, Pamela, tell us a bit more about the makeup of your young people. Are they all from St. James area, since that is where BASE is located, or are they from throughout the island?
They are from throughout the island. Many of them would have been pupils at the Learning Center. Some may have come from Challoner, but we have, I know of two young people that are from St. Philip. There's a guy from St. Peter. There's some folks from Christ Church, Black Rock area. So they're from all over the island.
And do they travel independently? Or
some of them do. Some come by the bus. That's right. Yes, some come on the bus. There are a couple that come on the bus. Some of the parents will drop them. Or what they will do is get a drop in, and then in the evening or the late afternoon, because the program finishes at 3, they'll get together and they'll walk up and they'll take the bus together. Some will get up from Warren's and some will continue on. So they are independent in their traveling, yes.
Great, great. And how would you say the money skills, how do you think they have grasped the concept of spending money and managing their money?
I think some of them do understand. Certainly, they look forward to payment
at
the end of the month. And I must say, they certainly do. They know that stipends are to be paid at the end of the month. Sometimes it'll run over to the beginning of the next month, depending on how things go. But no. They very much look forward to their pay package, just like any other person that's working. I think that some may need guidance in terms of how they spend it, but over the years, there has been a better understanding and appreciation for how the money is spent. Mm-hmm. Yes, and the supervisors will take time to help them figure out what they have, what they need to get. And I think the parents as well and the folks at home will give guidance to that as well.
And what type of feedback would you have received over the years from the parents or other caregivers of these young participants?
Oh, I think there's been great satisfaction with what the program has done. I myself have seen one young person who was in the program who would not speak while he was at work, wouldn't speak to anyone. He would wait till the program was finished, and then he would call the supervisor or call the friends and things like that. And now Ramon. I can say he interfaces with everybody. He's talking to the general public. It's really nice to see. And some of the other youngsters who are very shy and don't want to speak are now out there, you know, serving, asking people what they want, what they need. So we're getting that kind of feedback at home where young people were not very conversant are now speaking and telling you what they need, what they want, what they did. I think that's extremely important. And the fact that those that were kind of shy and withdrawn and not willing to participate much are actually involved in a bigger way, and not only at work but also at home. So there's carryover at home.
Great.
Where the skills that they're learning, they're putting into practice. So the supervisors reminded them that when they were going on holiday, not to stop doing all the things you do at work, cutting up the vegetables, doing the different things, sweeping the floor, mopping the floor, because at the end of the day, they have to make sure that the various areas are clean. So they're on various duties, whether it's kitchen, whether it's watering plants, whatever, you know, someone takes out the garbage. So there are things, and the roster changes, you know, every week, so that everybody has a chance to do something in the program and understands how it's done.
Wonderful. Now, Falana, do you like the program?
Yeah, I love that. And I have a lot of my friends.
Oh, you made quite a lot of friends.
Yeah, Peruzio.
Yes, Peruzio is one of them. She's got lots of friends.
So Peruzio is your best friend. Okay. And tell me some of the things you do.
Sweet bread. Sweet bread.
Yes, you help make the sweet bread.
And pour on and lots of drinks.
So do you drink all of this drink and eat all of the pone and sweet bread? Or do you help sell?
I help sell.
Okay. Fantastic. Right, so Pam?
Yes.
In terms of the future for the program, what type of expansion would you like to see?
Well, I think that we would like to see more of our goods out there on supermarket shelves. I think that is the way we're going now, trying to regularize everything, our labeling and shelf life of all of our goods and things of that nature. I think that's the way to go, because the program can't exist with us just going once or twice a week down to St. James Parish Church and then waiting for various events. And where we are, we're not exactly in a location where people can find us. We were talking about maybe having a retail area where we could go and sell things, where the general public sees us. We have been involved in different things over the years, mm-hmm. where the social workers from UE had that program and we were in Hero Square. And I tell you, that was great because we sold out. And then the Council for the Disabled has various away locations where they would ensure that there's places where their organizations can sell. So we've done very well at those places, but I think we need to have like a retail place or perhaps get into supermarkets. We need to get better known. Our drinks now have labels and, you know, we tell about the ingredients so we can work with those and sell those. Those are popular items, but it's to get the sweet bread and the pone and our baked items out there as well.
Okay. And do you see expansion for participants?
Well, where we are, the space is physically limited, but due to the kindness of a nice organization, we are expanding within and upgrading our facilities. So when they come back in September, there should be some nicer, bigger indoor facilities for us to utilize. And it should make working in the kitchen a little easier and working in our main area much easier. And the space will allow those young people to utilize it maximally. Ideally, we should have a second location.
Right.
I think where we are now is great for training because we do receive a lot of people from the Learning Center. And, you know, the proximity to the church and things like that is definitely a benefit. But the ultimate goal was to have a place where we could actually have a retail
outlet
and mm-hmm. sell, where mm-hmm. you're more in the public eye, where there's mm-hmm. a little more traffic and things of that nature. So we'll see. We'll okay. see what happens in
yeah,
the future.
Because I've noticed in Canada, Toronto, and I don't remember the state in the U.S., but they do have exactly what you're speaking of, mm-hmm. where you have the training facility for the young people with developmental disabilities, and then they do have like a retail outlet, or they actually have a restaurant going
right.
where they're able to sell some of the products that they're producing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great.
Yes, definitely. Well, Pam, it really has been great talking with you and learning more about BASE, the Barbados Association of Supported Employment
yes.
for young people with developmental disabilities. As a mother of a young lady with a disability, what type of goals and future would you want to see happening in Barbados for young persons like herself? Because God spare our lives, these young people will grow into older people.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I think there has to be an understanding by the general public that these people are created by God just as we all are, and they need to have opportunities. We need more programs like First BASE, because no matter where we are, we find that people are always asking, how can I get my son, my daughter, I have a nephew who would benefit from a program like this. And as I said, there's limited space, but we know that there is a need. So I would like to see more programs of this nature coming on board. I think there's a lot that's available for the very young, but very little is being done for those over 18, our young adults. We can't train them to a certain point and just leave them. There has to be opportunity out there for them to utilize what they've been learning. So there needs to be further skills training, find out what our young people love and do. Falana loves to make the pone. I think she's very involved in the drink making. So we need to find out what our young people are capable of and provide that training so that they can excel, and then provide, as I said, we're looking at home base where you have this little area where you can then have a production area where these young people are gainfully employed producing, whether it's the food items, the juices, whether they're doing the laundry, and that's very important. And what I would say to any person that has a youngster with either a physical or an intellectual disability, don't be ashamed of your child. Love your child, support your child. That child was given to you for a reason. Maybe because the Lord knows that you have patience. Maybe because you have a special gift or a talent. Maybe because you're a voice. I know I'm a voice. I think that my child should be exposed to everything that every other child is being exposed to. And I make no apologies for getting her involved in dance, for getting her involved in fitness programs, for trying every little thing, because just like an able-bodied child, you don't know what your child is capable of unless you go behind them, encourage them, and support them. Will my child dance? I don't know unless I put him in a program. Are they good at sport? I don't know. I have two other children. They love my daughter. She's the eldest. They have great respect for her. And they pull her into absolutely everything. And as I said, I make no excuses for taking her where we go, for letting her be a part of absolutely everything we do. And if I need to help people understand that she is my child and I love her as much as they love their children and their grandchildren, I will say that. You know, you love your child. I love mine. And she's a beautiful child. Physically, Philana is a beautiful child, but she also has a beautiful spirit and she's a very happy person. People love to be around her, you know. At our workplace, with our apartments, everybody that comes every year, they know Philana. She encourages them, and she knows all of our guests by name. She knows who's coming next. They bring her gifts because she's special. They know her likes and her specials. She likes Elvis Presley, so she's gotten little Elvis Presley books, tapes, calendars, and different things like that. So if you show love to your children and you encourage them, you set an example for those around you. They know. Philana goes to church. She's involved in programs. She was baptized because she wanted to be. And it was all very welcoming. I think those are the things we need to do. Inclusion, inclusion, inclusion. It's extremely important. You know, we never know when one of us will end up with a disability. Accidents. You fall down a flight of stairs. You hit your head. All of a sudden, you are challenged. You must understand and you must be, what's the word I want to say, welcoming, but facilitate and encourage those around us. Yes, that's what it's all about. Encouraging each other, building each other up. She's as much a part of the Barbadian culture. She loves the music. She dances. Oh my goodness. Yes, she loves it. And her joy and her just general happiness and stuff like that encourages others.
Of course.
Absolutely. So that is what I would say. We need to encourage one another and we need to see how we can, you know, bring more programs like this on board and, you know, be a part of building up our communities and making them be, you know,
Very well inclusive. Said, Pam.
Yes, yes.
And I want to say thank you. As well as thank you, Philana, for coming and sharing and letting the whole world hear your stories and understand what each of us can do to contribute to the development of people with disabilities in our country.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
You have been listening to Visions, and I want to say thank you to my technical operator today, David Daddy Bakes Howell. And you remember, you can contact me on 1246-430-7300 via Starcom, or you can WhatsApp me or call me on the mobile phone on 1246-269-9660. And you can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. So until next week, when we meet again, do enjoy.